This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, just so you know it's live tonight, is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes. Yes, they do. Bill Proof Project was proof of that. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Before we get started, just because I don't know who it was, but to whomever that was at listening on KPFW in somewhere in Arkansas, I believe it is. I'm sorry about what you heard last night. And I do my best not to have that. I'll do my best not to have that happen to you again. They didn't hear nothing bad. But anyway, hey, it's been a while since we spoke with him. Because he's been busy. I think he was so busy he didn't even go to Indianapolis. But that's all beside the point, because joining us again is attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
It's going all right. How's it going for you?
It's going pretty good. We just put the finishing touches on an amicus brief that we're filing in the New York rifle case at the Supreme Court on behalf of George Young.
This is on the... Okay, so this is the Young case, who's out of Hawaii, and you're filing this in on the New York rifle case.
Yeah, we're filing an amicus brief, a friend of the court. We need to let the Supreme Court know what's happening to Mr. Young out in Hawaii, what the district court's doing, and what the Ninth Circuit's doing. So we've put together a very, very nice brief, and we will be filing it on Tuesday at the Supreme Court.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Mr. Young's case got stayed pending the outcome of the New York rifle case. So, well, great. Y'all think it's related or similar or whatever, then I guess we're going to have our little say, our little 2 cents worth, or maybe half a cent. I'm not sure if it's whatever, but we're going to file it on Tuesday.
Right.
Replete with pictures. I mean, who doesn't want to see pictures of Mr. Young in uniform?
Now,
he got drafted for Vietnam.
Right. So, is this a usual thing, or are you guys doing this sort of... okay, I'll play your stupid game, and you're like, okay, you want to hold up this case, which has nothing to do with this case, because of this case. Okay, fine.
I don't know how unusual it is. I mean, I don't particularly think the New York case is going to be that relevant to our case. And just so your listeners will know, the New York rifle and pistol case is an NRA-backed case for some plaintiffs in New York City that are unable to transport their unloaded and locked firearms to a range outside the city. It's the narrowest of issues that the Supreme Court is going to rule on.
Right.
And unless the Supreme Court goes buck wild and says, here's the new test that we're going to apply to Second Amendment challenges, and lower courts, we're really serious about this time. Unless they do that, then, I mean, I just don't see what it's going to do for us.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're getting a little, I mean, there's a lot of, especially Thomas, Clarence Thomas has gotten out there many times and said the Second Amendment is sort of treated like a second class right.
See that.
Oh, and yeah, while the light is shining on this particular case, you guys are going to sort of use a, in photography, we'd call this a bounce panel. You're going to bounce the light onto Mr. Young that way, huh?
Yeah, I think he, you know, they need to be aware and they need to know that, you know, these are real people at stake. You know, Mr. Young's not trying to transport a firearm to a different city. He's trying to carry outside his home to defend his life. Now, the government thought, you know, he was awesome enough to be drafted and to be given, you know, 50 cals to shoot. And then when he gets back to Hawaii, it's, you know, just relegated back to his second class status as a Hawaii citizen.
Right.
And I think that's wrong. I think they need to know about it.
Well,
I know they already know about it, but I'm just saying, you know, we're going to put a face to a name. I literally have color pictures in a Supreme Court brief, and it will be filed on Tuesday.
How old is Mr. Young now?
He'll be 70 this year.
70. Well, that's, you know, when you're 58 years old, you look at 70 and you say, that's pretty young. So hopefully he's, you know, hopefully he survives long enough for you guys to get him his day in court. But that's not usual, is it? That's not one of these things that normally would happen. This is sort of a creative angle that you guys are coming at. Although I think it's genius, but it's, most people are. I mean, is anybody going like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah. Substantial numbers of people that are not really excited about, you know, Alan Beck and I litigating these types of cases because we're not the big, all-powerful lobby with the national plan that no one will speak of because no one actually knows what it is. So, yeah, there's a lot of people unhappy with us. But, hey, that's fine. I'm not really too concerned about what other people think.
Are these the same people that told you not to even try to do anything with the Young case? Because I know there's a few that did that.
Yeah, there's a couple that have done that. I mean, there's a lot of people. Same people that told me not to do the taser cases. Same people that said my machine gun litigation was dangerous. So, it's all kind of the same people. These are on our side, by the way, supposedly.
Yeah, that was the part I was going to get to. But
yeah, he's on our side.
Yeah.
And with friends like those, okay, anyway.
You go ahead and say that. I'll say, with friends like that, who needs enemies?
Well, it's like we're constantly fighting amongst ourselves. Everyone wants credit. No one wants to take, you know, the risk. They're just content with their slavery, and I'm not. If they're going to ban guns, then let them do it. And let them put it in black and white on a printed piece of paper. And so the whole world can see how they're twisting their logic to do it. This, you know, and this is kind of what I go through in our brief, and that's why, you know, I don't know if this has ever been done. I assume it has, but we go through, you know, if this was any other type of case, Mr. Young would not be sitting in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for almost 7 years. We wouldn't be treating people like this, you know, if this was an abortion rights case, a gay marriage rights case. This
right.
would already be taken care of. And yet, as Justice Thomas said, the Second Amendment is a disfavored right. He says that in the Sylvester versus Becerra case. And I cite to Justice Thomas a lot in this brief because he's right. The court's treating it like a disfavored right. Their inaction, the Supreme Court inaction, is allowing the circuit courts and the other lower courts and the governments to go along and, you know, ride roughshod over the people. I mean, think about this. What, and I'm using language out of my brief. What a preposterous notion that the Second Amendment doesn't apply outside your house. And think about what that would mean in the context of other rights, like your First Amendment right. Okay, so I only have the freedom of speech when I'm inside my home. When I'm outside, I don't have it. Or think about it in the Fourth Amendment. The cops can't come in and search my house without a warrant, but anywhere else, if I'm just walking down the street in my car, you know, anywhere else, I don't have a Fourth Amendment right, unless I'm in my home. I mean, is that not just
let's expand on how preposterous that is because of the context you're putting it in. I would give where you can go to look at Stephen and to check out what Stephen does, but Stephen, he operates behind closed doors doing things most people can't. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
'Tis true. If you own an AR-15, it is very likely that you already have a little Aero Precision DNA in your gun because they're such a big OEM for everybody out there. But check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. And I'm sure the context has been put out there before, but you... The outside of the home context, how many times has that ever made it into court?
I don't know. I'm sure it's made it in there before. I don't have a pattern or practice of reading a lot of the other people's briefs. Maybe I should. I just don't. But you know, it's just such an easy example to make. You know, we look at the district court in Hawaii saying the right doesn't extend outside your home. Okay, well, let's take that to other amendments as well. First, you know, like we talked about, or the fourth, or the, you know, the fifth, the right to be free from self-incrimination. So if I'm in my home, you can't come and interrogate me. I can request counsel. But as soon as I step outside my home, you know, they can torture me, do whatever they want, because I'm not inside my home, right? And they just have to get a confession by any means necessary. And of course, that, you know, if you look at it in that way, it makes absolutely no sense. I'll tell you something even dumber. There's this Second Circuit test, and it's called the adequate alternatives test. And this is all within the Second Amendment jurisprudence. They say, well, if you have something else that could be an adequate alternative to this, you know, X firearm, then it's not really a severe burden on your Second Amendment right, and we're going to uphold it. And I said, great, and this is in my brief, and hope I don't get sanctioned for it. I said, well, if we go with the adequate alternative test, which is not found in the Second Amendment, then I would make the argument that adoption is an adequate alternative to abortion. Civil union is an adequate alternative to homosexual marriage. Which, I mean, is that sounds pretty reasonable to me, except the courts wouldn't go for that. No court would tolerate that. So why are we tolerating it in the Second Amendment realm? We shouldn't be. And the Supreme Court needs to stop this, you know, just, I don't even know the right word for it. It's just a bunch of nonsense. And they need to put a stop to it.
So, I wish I could.
Oh, this is all.
I would really love to go and just, do they allow observers to watch some of these things?
Well, see, the thing is, as an amicus, I'm not going to be arguing anything. This is
right.
Just a paper. But yes, I mean, you can go up to the court and sit through an oral argument. Of course, this oral argument hasn't been scheduled yet. But I mean, they're not going to call on me and say, hey, you know, Mr. Stambolia, we'd love to hear what you have to say. So we have, you know, a certain amount of words that we can put in black and white, and in Mr. Young's case, in color photographs, in a brief and submit it to the court. And hopefully, you know, get them to take it seriously.
And this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen for the New York State rifle case.
Right. We're filing on Tuesday. I mean, you know, the NRA's case. They briefed it, and they did actually a really good job in their briefing. And we have 7 days after they filed to file the amicus briefs, and I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of amicus briefs being filed. You know, throughout the other organizations. I don't know if staff or GOA or any of the other organizations are filing. I assume they are. Because it's a big Supreme Court case, right? Like the first case since, 2010 that the Supreme Court has taken related to the Second Amendment. I mean,
right.
It's bizarre in and of itself that they wait so long. But, you know, and then the other side's going to file their opening brief, and then you're going to see all the anti-gun people, you know, Giffords and Everytown and Bloombergs and Soros's and everyone else is going to file their amicus brief in support of New York. It's, you know, whatever. It's just how it's played. I don't particularly care for it, but hey, if we're going to play the game, might as well have fun doing it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess my other question would be, just the way you're putting it, you're making it sound like a bunch of idiots got together and came up with these ideas to restrict a right into only your home. In Hawaii, for example, which is where this case stems from, how many instances of armed self-defense occur in the home in Hawaii?
That's a fantastic question. And that's a question that when we get back to the district court, I think we should look at. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you that no normal person, i.e. you and me, can get a permit to carry outside the home in Hawaii. They only issue permits to security guards. And maybe like a local judge if you're connected. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that for a fact.
So how many times do security guards actually use their weapons in self-defense as well? That'd be another thing I'd like. And are they only allowed to carry it in, you know, when they're working their job?
In performance of their duty in defending, quote, life and property.
So it's okay to defend property.
Yeah.
With armed self-defense.
Correct.
But, okay.
Yeah, I know. It makes total sense. It says, the statute says life and property, but well, it's like, well, why is it Mr. Young's life? I mean, why isn't that okay? It's just if he was carrying around, you know, diamonds or hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash or whatever, that's okay to defend, but, you know, his life is somehow less important than, you know, a whole bunch of treasury notes or bearer bonds or diamonds. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, Hawaii just hates guns. I mean, they're fighting we have a taser case pending in Hawaii right now. We gave them, I don't know, I think it was about a 4.5-5 month stay so the legislature could, you know, amend their law and fix it to come along with the rest of the other 49 states, and they didn't. They want to fight the taser law. Great.
Right.
Well, let's fight it. I mean, we won in New York. I mean, come on.
You can say that again if you want to. That's pretty monumental.
It was huge. I mean, we did a really good job in New York.
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I've got a question for you. I don't know if you've ever thought of this as well, but I'll wait to save it. You may have already done it, and if you have, please don't make me feel as bad as I will. And if you haven't, well, then, you know, maybe I have a future in law litigation after all. I would love to pursue it. But my guest is Stephen Stambolio, attorney at law. He's right now arguing cases all over the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence weighing in on the U.S.-China trade war, which is rattling markets and investors. The Vice President telling Fox Business President Trump will continue to stand firm until China embraces and resets the trade relationship.
He believes for far too long we've tolerated trading relationships that are much more of a one-way street for the United States. We see nations that have broad access to our marketplace and give us limited access to their marketplace, and those days are really over.
President Trump's job approval rating is the highest it's been in 2 years, boosted by voter optimism about the economy. That's according to the latest Harvard Caps Harris poll survey. The survey found that 48% approve of the job the president is doing, compared with 52% who say they disapprove. That's up from 45% in March. Friday, the president and first lady will attend a reception to honor Gold Star families. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. I got a question for you for the and I would love to know if you've ever asked this. If these now, do any of these security guards, do any of them guard any people?
I don't know because none of that is. It's public information as to, you know, who's getting the permits. We basically have just a compilation of reports from the county to the Attorney General of Hawaii. So I don't know the answer.
Well, I mean, the reason I would ask that is because, like, isn't most property that is either, like, say, if it's in a museum. I watched Hudson Hawk the other day with the Leonardo da Vinci Kodak, right? With a one-of-a-kind antiquity. Aren't most of those things insured to their eyeballs?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And then if it's a bank or a somewhere where they're storing money or something, or somewhere where they're storing all sorts of bonds and everything else, aren't all of those insured as well?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
So it's okay in Hawaii, for people to be armed to guard with weapons a bunch of stuff that's insured and can be replaced. And I mean, a lot of the stuff that is insured and can be replaced is inanimate objects or something like that. It's just property. And at the same time, people. What is crime pretty high in I know they have a lot of drug crime, for example, in Hawaii.
There's a ridiculous amount of homelessness in Hawaii. It's actually quite shocking to see. As to their crime rate, I know it's not low. I would say it's probably up there. I don't have the exact crime statistic, but I think it was when I was there the last time, they had some kind of shootout on the highway. So, I mean, it's not like they don't have any gun crime. It's just they don't let you go outside, you know, with firearm and defend yourself. I mean, you're just stuck in your home. I wish I had the answers for you right now on your questions that you asked. They're good questions. I just don't know. I will tell you one of the most astounding things that I've heard from a state besides Hawaii was in New Jersey. I represented a guy trying to get his permit who had been threatened. And, you know, he met literally all the qualifications for his, quote, justifiable need to get his permit. And the prosecutor, when she said that he didn't need a permit, actually told him if he was worried about his safety, he should hire an armed bodyguard. And I just thought, isn't that kind of defeating the point? He wants to defend himself. He doesn't want to have to pay to have someone else defend him. And why wouldn't you just give him his permit if you think that he has the need to hire armed bodyguards?
So
prove it.
In these jurisdictions where they would make that sort of a claim, is it what is the criteria to have a armed detail following you around and watching your every move? Can anybody do that? I mean, should we money raising and just have a hire us a fire squad that could go with us to New Jersey, for example, and ride with us? And this is our armed security detail. Well, we're not allowed to defend ourselves, but armed security men are okay. You guys need to move out of the way right now because we're doing a little fire maneuver right now, but it's okay.
I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, if the prosecutor is bold enough to suggest something as silly, or I should say just as dumb as that, I mean, that just says that you need your own gun. But anyways, yeah, I don't know why you couldn't. I don't know what the laws are in New Jersey that, you know, regarding hiring a bodyguard. You know what we should do is we should ask Feinstein or Pelosi what the rules are about hiring your bodyguards.
Well, I mean, they all have them. I mean, one of the things I hear a lot of times from the advocates is that, well, you're not allowed to have, you can't afford your own armed detail. But and we could play the same stupid game that you're having to play with the New York State. You know, we can get out there and apply it different ways. Like, I don't like waiting on the TSA line. Well, you could just go and buy your own airplane and fly wherever you want, hire your own pilot. I think that is a capital idea. Let me go do so right now. Then I'm going to apply for a grant from the United States government, trying to get my own Learjet, my own, you need to have somebody with at least 15,000 hours. That's when you got somebody who knows what they're doing, right? So I'm sure they don't come cheap. And it's just going to be an extravaganza, but I mean, it's... Are you ever seized when you're in court and you're hearing some of the, well, you could just have your own private bodyguard if you think that it's that dangerous. Are you ever seized with the notion that you should just start laughing insanely in these proceedings?
I have been cautioned about my facial expressions during certain things because it's really hard once you're listening to this. I mean, it's literally you're just in awe that such nonsense can be spewed and they're serious about it. I have not laughed out loud, but you know, I do a pretty good job, I thought, of controlling myself, and apparently I didn't control it well enough in one of the things. So there you go.
Do the judges ever stare at some of these things these prosecutors say and just go, are you serious?
Yeah, No, it happened, and it happened in the Young case, actually. One of the circuit court judges was asking the county corporation council, you know, about how many permits. And, you know, he's like, well, you know, to the best of my knowledge, none. And it's like, well, you know, and it's just one of those, and that's actually one of the things. It's online. You could go watch all of my facial expressions, unfortunately, in that case, you know, all for the world to see. But I had a hard time in that case keeping a straight face when we were arguing that in the Ninth Circuit, because it was just absolutely crazy. And then over the bump stock case in D.C., I think it was in the circuit court, you know, just some of the stuff that the government was arguing, it literally just blew my mind. They're saying it went from a legislative rule, which, you know, we needed notice and comment for, and that's how we were litigating the case. And then we found out during the oral argument they weren't looking at it as a legislative rule. They were looking at it as an interpretive rule. And I'm thinking, how can we just figure it out right now? And, you know, not the 11th hour, it's the 12th hour. We're litigating it. We're in court arguing it. And you just switch midstream the argument that you're taking, or the track that you're taking with this whole thing. And I'm just sitting there like just baffled. Like, how is it possible? How does the court not just say, you know, what's happened here? You know, what's wrong with you? Why can't you, you know, figure out where, how this rule is, or what you're trying to argue? You shouldn't just come in and, you know, take a 180 degree turn. It's crazy stuff.
I couldn't do it. I'd be busting my gut. We haven't talked about the bump stock stuff. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to get a quick update on the bump stock stuff. I want to ask you a quick question about red flag laws. I know that's not something you're doing, but I would like your take on it simply because you sort of pursue your cases a la Spock. So I'll take the logic any old day. So, I would love to give if there was a website you could go to help Mr. Stamblia out, I would give it to you, but this is a guy who, I mean, he's actually out there juking and jiving on a daily basis in courthouses across the United States fighting for the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with attorney Stephen Samblia, so is the bump stock thing, is that settled now? Is that done? What is the deal with that?
It's not done. We are going to be filing a petition for writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court on or before July 1st of this year. We had the Circuit Court of Appeals issue their decision on April the 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. That basically said the government's ban was fine, everything's great, and it can go forward. We didn't get a stay with them. We didn't get a stay at the Supreme Court. So as of March 26th, 2019, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. You're a felon. You're a felon if you have them. Yeah.
So, will there be other cases come up with this as far as the taking of it or the shredding of it or all the other stuff they're going to do with it? Or are they just not even going to pursue it? They're just going to outlaw them and then, I guess, I don't know. What will they do with that?
Well, they've been outlawed as of March 26th. You can't have them. So, you know, we're going to ask the Supreme Court to overturn it and see what happens with that. But as of right now, you know, who knows what the Supreme Court's going to do. They may not even take the grant of petition. And so we'll be back at the district court and we'll treat it just like any other Administrative Procedure Act case. We'll get the administrative record. We'll brief it, we'll argue it, and then we'll go back up on appeal. I mean, this isn't something that's going to take 2 or 3 months. This is, you know, a 2 or 3 year process.
Right.
It just takes a really long time and just an extraordinary amount of money to do this kind of stuff. But it's something that needs to be done. You know, as you saw, Kamala Harris said, you know, if she goes elected president, God forbid, she within, I think it was the first 90 days or the first 100 days, would take executive action on gun control. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, thanks, President Trump. You've given the Democrats and the left a pretty good playbook on how to do it.
Well, but, I mean, he may have given them the playbook, but they haven't been paying attention to the way that kind of stuff works, have they? I mean, they can't get out there and just say, well, we can't get a legislative something, so I'm just going to say it myself. I have a pen, I got a phone, I'm going to call somebody, tell them I'm doing it, and we'll write it down right now. Guns are outlawed. They can't do that. Executive orders can only work to enforce existing law, right?
At one point in my life, I thought that they wouldn't be able to do that. I'm not so sure anymore. Legally, they obviously can't, but as long as you have courts that are willing to go along with whatever the executive says and be the administrative, quote, rubber stamp for these overreaches, then, you know, why can't they do it? Not the question of, you know, can they do it? It's why can't they? Who's going to stop them? So when you have a rule like the bump stock thing, you know, and it's not about the bump stocks, and it never was about the bump stocks for me. It's about the way that this all went down and taking the legislative authority away from Congress and having the executive do it, you know, the president and his agencies saying this law that's been on the books since 1934 actually doesn't mean what it says. It means something completely different. And all of these years that we've been telling you it's X, it's not X. It's 4. It's not even a letter. It's a number. And we were wrong, but this is the best reading of the statute. And if you don't turn that in by X date, you're going to be a felon.
Which, you don't really become a felon until you're arrested and then adjudicated and found guilty, right?
Well, that's, you know, I mean, yeah, or, that's the process. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, the reason I ask this is because while they're doing all of this stuff and saying, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, it comes down really in certain cases as to how do they enforce that?
Well, it's going to be extremely difficult to enforce the bump stock ban unless you have someone like I've talked to recently that was telling me how, you know, he's asking me what I did. I told him, I was like, I'm a gun lawyer. He's like, oh, man, I've got some bump stocks and this and that. I'm like, huh, I bet you didn't know those are legal now. No idea. And it's not amazing to me that that's happened already.
Right.
Because who reads the Federal Register every day? No one. And, you know, no one, not everybody knows that bump stocks are illegal. All they know is they got a bump stock because it came with a letter from the ATF that said it was legal and not a machine gun. And those people go on with their lives. And it's, you know, something's going to happen where they go out to a range, and they, you know, pop off a couple rounds and some scared fuddy-duddy calls the ATF and they come out there and they bust them for having a bump stock. Because it's a machine gun now. A piece of plastic. It's a machine gun. I mean, it's
Well, it's like we're in Hogwarts now. It sounds like we're in Hogwarts because they've thrown a spell out there and now they've turned it in. So before we run out of time, let's real quick. Red flag laws, you haven't done anything with these, right? This is not something that you're working on right now.
Not yet, but there is going to be something. And I don't mean to stop your story, but I got I read an article in the Federalist about my home state of Mississippi. They had an ethics CLE for attorneys, where the head of the ethics committee in Mississippi bar put out some scenario about this guy getting fired, and he knew he had a permit to carry a firearm.
He wasn't
dangerous. He didn't say anything. Did you read that?
I did.
And I actually talked to that attorney that was there, and she's like, yep, half of the attorneys there said that they would have reported him as a threat. And that is terrifying.
What is that? When did that become a thing to where you can get out there, well, he has a pyramid, so hence he's a threat?
It's not a thing. It's never been a thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got a permit.
Right.
I've been laid off before. I mean, is that like now that serves as a basis for me to get red flagged? And that's coming. That's coming down the pipe right there in my home state, which is, you know, one of the reddest of red states. But we got all these little weak-kneed attorneys down here that's like, oh, he's got a permit and he got fired. Oh, no. Come on. Anyways, I didn't mean to break your.
Well, no, I mean, well, you actually sort of went the way I'm thinking, because these kind of things, they're not very, they're really vague the way they set them up, or at least it seems so to me. So they can begin to interpret them and they can apply them different ways. And, you know, with a law, you know, I've always thought, well, you go by the letter of the law, not that you don't get out there and say, well, it says we can apply this to threats. And if you are unemployed, you're probably cranky. And if you have a permit, that makes you a threat.
Yeah. Well, who defines what a threat is?
Yeah. Do you think the red flag order is going to be something that will eventually make it to the Supreme Court?
I think eventually it will make it. At least on the petition stage, are they going to grant it? Who knows? The Supreme Court has not really been gun friendly.
No,
you know, this is also a due process question. Unfortunately, you know, President Trump said, you know, we're going to take the guns first and due process second. Which I'm like, what? You know, where are we? We're still innocent until proven guilty. You can't just come and strip me of all my rights before you allow me, you know, due process. So I think that might be a little bit of a better case for them to take if you frame it a little differently as a due process versus something else. Because, you know, literally you could call and say anything to the police and they could come and, you know, red flag you for what? I don't really think it's going to stop any crimes. I mean,
no.
If you're
It's going to create some.
Yeah.
We're running out of time here. Well, I'll have to bring you back here very shortly so we can talk about this a little more, because I want to talk to you about what happened in Maryland and all that other stuff. I would refer you to go check out what Stephen does. Stephen does it anyway. He's got help doing it, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure. Have a good one.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.